Well, I call it legal theft. It's money laundering. So here's what it is. When North Dakota does not do this, just so people, I want to make sure people know, North Dakota does not have what's called a provider tax. And so if you understand at the most basic level, Medicaid, and by the way, that's the only level I can understand it, because when it gets, when they start going goofy, my eyes water. But so at a basic level, and just to use an example, and this New York Times story actually has a really good chart in it. If you let's just say you reimburse $1,000 as a state, and so it's a 60-40 federal match. Okay, so you get $600 from the federal government, and then the state pays $400. But let's say you want to raise that to $1,030. Then the state, the federal government gives you more, but you can tax the provider for that difference. And then you literally get more money in the 60% side from the federal government, and you have a delta that you actually get to keep as a state. It's
crazy. Money laundering. Again, what you just described is money laundering. You're exactly right.
Yeah. And so this is one of the loopholes that I'd love to fix in the Medicaid deal. And of course, the Democrats are already planning the ads. Yeah. Oh, they're cutting benefits for poor children and single parents.
It's just like transgender mice studies. You know, they couldn't be any more stupid. And I think, again, when you back it up with guts and strength and say, no, wait a minute here. Let us show you where this program is threatening the mission. We're trying to protect the mission.
Right. That's right.
You know,
that's,
I mean,
right. That's exactly right.
Be bold. And I think way too many people are, and I even see some of that from Trump, kind of like, oh, we better not. I mean,
because it's political. It's a political landmine. It's easy to say, oh, they're cutting benefits for poor people. The reality is they're enhancing the program for poor people, because it was designed for elderly and poor people, for people in the low income range.
Be bold. Yeah, exactly right. Be bold on the messaging.
We also, and I think that's worth about $600 billion, by the way, in terms of savings. But beyond that one, just think, Scott, remember when they did Medicaid expansion? That's what allows now everybody that the state decides can get Medicaid, gets Medicaid, and it's a 90-10 split for the federal government. Well, okay, but what about putting a few parameters, like if you're an able-bodied, working age, adult without young dependents, or you're married, can we put a few parameters on, say you should work?
Exactly.
Let's just say you can work.